Well, good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, man, we survived Halloween.
Yeah. Yep, got it done.
What a fun day.
Yeah, yeah, full day, fun day. And, yeah, now we've got chills multiplying as it's just getting colder.
You know, it got down to 14 degrees in Monticello a couple of days ago. It was a balmy 22 this morning. So,
yeah, that's nice.
They're chills, but not as chilled as it was.
But yeah, but it's coming.
Yeah, 14 degrees 2 days ago.
Oof.
My flowers could vouch.
Yeah.
They were done.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including it's municipal elections coming up, and typically that'd be less than a week away. But in the state of Utah, at least, the planned September resignation of Congressional Representative Chris Stewart of the Utah District 2 has resulted in Governor Spencer Cox issuing a proclamation to hold the general election on November 21st. With that, there's candidates for 3 seats in Monticello and 2 seats in Bluff that will be seeking appointment to a 4-year term by voters on November 21st. Bluff Town Council candidates include Jennifer DeVia, Wes Shook, Britt Hornsby, and Gary Lichtenstein. Neither of the incumbents, Brant Murray and Jim Sayers, will seek re-election. Monticello voters will be electing 3 representatives from a pool of 6 candidates. Candidates include Kim Henderson, Jeremy Hogard, Nathan Chamberlain, Kirk Crowley, Ron Skinner, and Max Smith. Henderson, Chamberlain, and Skinner are all incumbents seeking re-election. Profiles of Monticello and Bluff candidates will be running in upcoming editions of the San Juan Record. While Blanding did have 5 candidates registered to run for 3 seats on the council, 2 withdrawals meant the city has canceled the election due to uncontested races. Incumbents Christopher Ewald and Kellen Nilsen will return to the city council, while Charlie Taylor will replace council member Len Gasser, who did not file to seek re-election. So, again, elections coming up.
Yeah, and that's a couple of twists. You know, first that it's delayed a few weeks for a congressional election that's not our congressional district, but
yeah,
a couple of municipal races, and that'll be fun to see. As you mentioned, we will have profiles of the candidates in the San Juan Record in coming weeks before the election. So,
yeah,
it's good stuff.
Well, and with that, it is Wednesday, which means we do have the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now, and it's a full edition. Bill's got that.
Well, it is a full edition too. It's here. If you listen, you may know I report the paper by turning through the pages, so you hear paper change in the background. Our front page story, at first, our front page photo, Monticello High School cross country team brought home the state championship last week, and the boys did. The girls had a great race. They finished 4th. There was a lot of that. So our front page photo is of the cross country team from Monticello. Our main front page story is Phil Lyman of Blanding has declared his candidacy for governor of Utah. That will be on the ballot in 2024, so next year. And so he's ramping up a campaign. And as far as I'm aware, the first statewide office seeker from San Juan County, from the Red Rock Country, Phil Lyman. So that's pretty big news, and that's going to be very interesting to follow for the next year. Another big story, the San Juan Health District is approaching the CIB, the Community Impact Board, tomorrow at a meeting in St. George, seeking $34 million to build a new hospital in Monticello. San Juan Hospital, built in the late 1950s, is far and away the oldest hospital building in the state of Utah, and they took a good close look at the entire facility, all of its systems, plumbing, electrical, heating, the walls, the foundations, just about everything is... The quote was end of life. It's at its end of life and needs to be replaced. So they're going to approach the Community Impact Board, which funds projects in oil and gas lease producing counties, to try to build a new hospital, a replacement hospital at San Juan Hospital. So they got a lot of good information about that. Monticello and Blanding City Council held meetings last week. There were threats to schools in Montezuma Creek, which closed the schools and went to virtual learning at White Horse High School, Montezuma Creek Elementary School last week. So we've got stories about that. Anyway, so there's a ton of good hard news in the paper. We've got our regular columnists who have wonderful writing, Mary Palmer with Notes from Westwater, Maxine Dieter with Northern News, Tied to the Post with Steve Simpson, and, oh, my paper's not cooperating here, and Food Adventures of a Comfort Cook by Mary Kochnauer. We've got articles on that. Monticello High School will be performing The Sound of Music beginning Saturday and continuing Monday and Tuesday. That's going to be a great production. But our B section is full of high school sports. As you can imagine, we had culminating tournaments last week. The cross-country, state cross-country race, which had tremendous success. I think we had 9 local students who placed in the top 5 or the top 10 in their individual races, and including the Monticello team championship. Kiara Martin, a little freshman from White Horse High School, who tore it up all year long, finished 2nd, was the state runner-up as a freshman in the 1A girls race, and in the 1A boys race.
Ethan Begay was Ethan the top finisher Ethan Begay from White was Horse. The,
yeah, Ethan he Begay had a great overall finish for the boys. And then Edward Lyman was 2nd overall for San Juan. So we've got good cross-country stories about all the teams and all the success there. It was also the state volleyball tournaments last week, and we had local teams participating. Monticello High School girls came home with a 5th-place finish. The San Juan girls came home with a 7th-place finish. Anyway, so that big tournament at Utah Valley University in Orem had a lot of local interest and a lot of local success. State quarterfinals in football, Monticello and San Juan both won and advanced to the semifinals this weekend. The White Horse Raiders and Monument Valley Cougars fell to defeat, and so their season ends at the quarterfinals. But anyway, pages and pages and pages of high school sports, and our sports editor, Rhett Sifford, who'll be coming in later on, just does a great job, and got lots of high school sports. Got an obituary today in the paper for Jane Elizabeth Robison. That's Liz Austin, who grew up in Blanding and passed away last week. Her funeral services are Saturday. And our back page is anchored by a photo of the Monticello High School volleyball team. So it's all in the San Juan Record, a ton of news, 16 pages, and a lot going on. And we appreciate your support, and I hope you appreciate the good work in the San Juan Record.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, yeah, another full edition of the San Juan Record available for folks to pick up throughout the area. It'll be arriving at your post office boxes later, and available for purchase later today as well. Well, once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including some discussions on affordable housing in the city of Cortez, where the city, according to a report from Joseph Williams with the Cortez Journal, city of Cortez put an indefinite hold on plans for a new Southside Park because of inadequate funding. Will move forward with a study to determine the viability of potential housing on the 14-acre plot. Plans for the so-called Southside Park were conceived in 2018, with construction previously expected to begin and end in 2019. However, a city embezzlement scandal, the COVID-19 pandemic, rising costs, and other issues delayed that timeline. So that's definitely put that project on hold, but the city of Cortez is looking still to address that issue. You can read that report in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, available online at the-journal.com. Looking at some other housing news out of Montezuma County, this report from the Journal and Tyler Brown, the Higher Purpose Homes is taking steps towards building a modular factory in Montezuma County and achieving its goal of building 250 homes per year. The Durango-based startup company has been looking for affordable housing solutions in Southwest Colorado since its inception last year. Again, it's looking for state funding as part of its work. The factory expected to be located in West Mancos and create what they anticipate to be 160 new jobs in the area. So really a big deal if this company can get off the ground like it hopes. Again, using some state funding, but supplying some jobs and needed housing for the area. You can, again, read that report in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal and online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, though, and be right back.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
The past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 9:21 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle taking a look. Just got a quick word from our sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some news in the Red Rock listening area. We've got a special interview. Had our weekly conversation with Alan Williams. Forgot to play yesterday in the excitement of Halloween, but the Tyco drummers are coming to Blanding tomorrow. Should be an amazing event. We'll send you that conversation with Alan now.
What is a high-energy performance that combines music, dance, martial arts, precision athletics, and culture? Listen for a moment. Did you guess? It's called Taiko, T-A-I-K-O, a Japanese word for drum. Today it means the art of Japanese drumming. This loud drum beat will have you shaking your body to the rhythm. Kigalia Fine Arts will be hosting Moab's Taiko Dan this Thursday, November 2nd, at San Juan High School's gym at 7 p.m. That's the day after tomorrow. And by the way, all students, high school and college, are free. The leather-covered drums are hit hard with a bachi, a wooden mallet. A regular drumstick could tear the leather covering. Taiko can produce sounds topping 130 decibels. the same sound as a jet airplane. It can be heard over several kilometers away. You may want to bring a set of earplugs if you have sensitive ears. The drum was used in ancient days to motivate troops, call out orders or announcements, and set a marching pace at usually 6 paces per beat of the drum. The drum came to the United States to the 1960s. It's affiliated with Shinto and Buddhist religious ceremonies, but it's played today at festivals, royal courts, and theatrical art performances. Originally, only men played this instrument, but has expanded to include everyone. Not only women, but children too. The drums are expensive because they are usually made by carving a large single piece of wood, which takes a long time to make. More contemporary drums use recycled wine barrels and are much more affordable. The Moab Taiko Dan is a nonprofit organization formed in 1994 under the direction of Tiffany Tamaribuchi of Sacramento in 1964. Come and join us this Thursday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. at the San Juan High School gym. Experience vibrations throughout your entire body, because this is an artful life.
And again, our thanks to Alan Williams. Reminder, that event tomorrow at Thursday, November 2nd at 7 at the San Juan High Auditorium. So it should be a really great event, Bill.
Oh, man, those drummers are awesome. I ran a Moab Half Marathon a few years ago, and they were in the canyon, and man, that's just stir your heart and speed up your step. And
yeah,
anyway, it's fun. That's a fun event.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so yeah, they'll be in Blanding tomorrow. Definitely go check it out. Part of that work that the Kygalia Fine Arts Council does, bringing art to the area. So very cool. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services for Harold Lyman of Blanding on Friday at noon at the San Juan Mortuary in Blanding, viewing from 10 to 11:30 that morning. Harold, Blanding Institution, was 92 when he passed away last week. Funeral services for Toyoak resident Benjamin Lee Pavsuk are at 10 a.m. on Friday at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Funeral services for Jane Elizabeth Austin Robison begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday in Washington, Utah, in the St. George area, viewing on Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. Liz, a native of Blanding, passed away on October 28th at the age of 52. Funeral services for Shirlene Emer Blair, age 72, of Moab, begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Spanish Valley Mortuary, with a viewing at noon. There are a couple of longtime Montezuma County residents who passed away in September, and their celebration of lives were delayed until November, and all of a sudden, it's November. Leroy Cosper passed away on September 28th at the age of 94. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. And Donna Alice Wright, age 90, of Cortez, there'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Take another break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and a set of four tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 9:31 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Bill, it's November 1.
November 1, 1989, 34 years ago today, the number one song, Listen to Your Heart by Roxette. It's a great song. Also on today in history, November 1, 1952. The first thermonuclear bomb was tested on the Marshall Islands by the United States. Also on this day in 1967, the movie Cool Hand Luke was released to theaters. It made Paul Newman a star. Today's the day after Halloween. I don't know if they've done any in-depth academic studies, but I would imagine either yesterday or today is probably are the two least academically productive days of the school year. I tell you what, I woke up with a sugar hangover. I could imagine it's...
Yeah.
There's lots of hangovers of various types this morning, but...
Yeah.
It's also All Saints Day, a day that was designated by the Pope several hundred years ago to celebrate All Saints. So that's a big religious holiday. It's also National Stress Awareness Day. God, I got up this morning. Oh, great. Now I... got to be aware of stress today too, in addition to everything else. But
I think we're aware. That's not something you have to be reminded of.
Yeah, that's true. Stress awareness. So yeah, in case you had forgotten all about it, now there's another thing to worry about today. Stress awareness day. King Kamehameha was born today on November 1st, 1758. He died in 1890 at the age of 60. Composer David Foster is 74 years old today. He's done a ton of writing. He wrote with George Harrison, Peter Cetera, Whitney Houston, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Christina Aguilera, Jennifer Lopez, Madonna. David Foster, 74 years old. Singer Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 62 years old today. And singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett is 66 today. So happy birthday to you people. Birthdays locally. November 1st birthday for Chris Shumway in Moab, Lacey Ivins in Blanding, Landon Barr and Holly Warner. Have a wonderful birthday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a good post-Halloween birthday. You know, it's always interesting, you know, you think about people's birthdays on holidays or near holidays. I guess November 1st is a pretty good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I guess starting a new year. Yeah, I get a website that gives celebrity birthdays, mm-hmm. and I'd never heard of 95% of them today. It's just, if you want a reminder of how old you're getting, just take a look at famous people's birthdays and see if you recognize any of the famous people. So, for instance, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan's birthday is today. Alex Wolf. Coco Crisp. Yeah, he's a good baseball player. Earth Katsimonets. Gabrielle Bernstein's. George Not Found's. Jaden Bartels. Jay Osama's. It just goes on and on.
I feel like that's something that I feel like I could see. Well, how do you make money if you're making these lists of celebrities? Well, maybe we'll take payment from people that wish they were famous to get their name on the list so people look them up.
Will JoJo Fletcher and J.B. Cooper and Mark DeAmelios and Lil Peep and Miranda Brooke, Natalia Tina, all these people I've never heard of before. So yeah, they must have paid good money to make this list.
I guess so. That's our story. We're going to stick to it.
Seda Betancourt. Congratulations, Seda.
Yeah, happy
Whoever
birthday.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, we know the local people, so if you know those people, be sure to wish them a happy birthday. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report, including a conversation with Rhett Sifford. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card, $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking a employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Well, good morning. Once again, welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 9:43 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Just a quick word from our sponsor, Digino Energy Fuels, is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record sports editor, as well as voice of the Broncos, Rhett Sifford. Good morning, Rhett.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah. Well, how are you doing? You survived the end of most of state championship week in Utah.
That's right. Yeah, we went from like 900 events this past weekend to down to, you know, we've only got five active teams left now. And so it calms down a little bit this weekend. But, of course, some of the most exciting games coming up for all of our teams. We've got some football and volleyball state championships. So we'll talk about that in a sec. But, yeah, I heard you guys talking about some hangovers that might be happening today. We made it through Halloween. So so my boy's doing their trick-or-treating for the first time ever. And wanted to wake up this morning and look at their candy. You know what I mean?
Our son got into his candy a bit last night.
So
he did not wake up. Until late.
You know, there you go. Hangover. Didn't go to bed until 3 a.m.
Yeah. No, not that bad, but it felt like it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, to mom and dad, that's always. That's awesome. Yeah, of course, we've done a lot of talking about San Juan and Monticello this year. You know, we've got the 2A state championships coming up. That'll be on Saturday after your guys' game Friday. But the Broncos, number one in the 2A tournament, going to be taking on number five, Summit Academy. That'll be Saturday at 10 a.m., so a little bit of a morning game for us. We'll be on the air starting at 9:30 on Red Rock 92. San Juan won their first matchup with Summit Academy, 47-22. That was on September 1st. And then Monticello on Friday afternoon at 1. You guys will be on Red Rock 92 with that, and that's number two Monticello versus number three Altamont, and their first meeting this season. So kind of a wild card situation. You don't really know what to expect. We know that I think Altamont, I don't know if they were trying to make a statement saying to Monticello, we're coming, or exactly what, but they put up 92 points on St. Joseph in their quarterfinal game. So, you know, and Monticello, of course, beat Monument Valley handily, as expected. So a couple of favorites coming against each other. That's number two versus number three. That should be a fun game, I think.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They've played a lot of common opponents throughout the year, but haven't played each other. Last year they played each other three times. They had two scheduled games, you know, in the first year of eight-man. They figured, all right, we'll play each other twice. And then they ended up playing each other in the quarterfinals last year. So they took a break, but not completely this year. They'll play once again. And all three of those games went to Monticello. So like you say, they maybe are, you know, maybe there is being a message sent of, hey, we're not last year's team. And they're not. They're much improved. So it should be a good game.
Yeah, and a few years ago, you know, Altamont for two or three seasons did not field a team. And they had built a new football field and a new booth and enjoyed that for a few years, but then didn't have a football program. A lot of all their players who wanted to play football were going down and playing with Duchesne, like Duchesne needed any help or anything, you know, and some people started crying foul in the 1A ranks about that, you know, and so now, you know, they've got a team back for the last couple of years. And so I think, you know, a little bit more established there in Altamont again after these couple of years under their belts.
So it should be a great game on Friday, 1 o'clock, like you say, and then Saturday at 10 too. I mean, again, San Juan has just rolled, you know, to this undefeated record, but I mean, Summit Academy is a team that they didn't have a running clock on, at least, so there's a bit more challenge there.
Yeah, and that's been rare this year, obviously, and you know, Summit Academy to me might be a little scary, the number five seed. You know, obviously San Juan, they've shown no hint of not taking care of business anytime they've got on the football field this year. They, you know, they're not overlooking. That's been one of the things, you know, last year they got a scare in Emory in the semifinals. I think since then they've not spent a minute overlooking anybody. And I'm not saying they overlooked Emory last year. I think there were just some things that took them by surprise. And this year, I think they've just shown supreme preparation, and they're not obviously going to look past Summit Academy at all. You know, Summit Academy won 45-44 in overtime against Emory. So that's a bit of a barn burner, an exciting game. That's the type of win, you know, that can really propel you. So I think San Juan, like Monticello, is possibly going to have their hands full. San Juan, you know, if they take care of business, obviously they can do what they're able to do. And it's not by accident that they've won 35 in a row, that they're 10-0 now this year. So, you know, if they take care of business, I think they'll be fine. Anything can happen. It's why we play the games. But yeah, it's been a crazy year. Just talking about, I think San Juan has trailed once this season. It was when Judge Memorial scored the opening touchdown, and then San Juan blew them out a few weeks ago. But That's the only time they've trailed all year. So yeah. It's been an absolutely dominating season, you know. So yeah, San Juan is just, I don't know, that I've not seen a team, obviously in my years of covering high school football in southeastern Utah, like the San Juan team. So we could take bets trying to figure out when the win streak is going to come to an end, you know, and eventually it has to, but I don't know that anyone can do it this year, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see, obviously. There's still two games to go. So, yeah, anything can happen. There's a reason why you play the games. So, yeah.
Well, and that's something, too, that, you know, I know that Coach Christensen has talked about, too, is, you know, the win streak's nice and they really, you know, they want to keep it going. But whenever you ask him what the goal is, what they're working towards, it's winning these next two games. It's getting the state championship. So, yeah, I definitely would not bet against the Broncos this week or the next.
Yeah, in the past couple of years, we've had Coach Christensen in here in the studio and talk to him before the state championship game and after, and I'm running out of things to talk to him about. I don't know what to ask him about anymore. It's like the same interview over and over again. You know, there's nothing else to say. I don't know what to say. They're just doing the same thing. It's like when they get out there and quote run up the score on people, they're just running offensive plays, just make a tackle. Yeah. They're not stopping them, you know.
Yeah.
So
no, there's so, yeah. not there's not yeah, running up the score is not really what they're doing.
No, the varsity team, the varsity players have not played a complete game since the opening game of the season, Leighton Christian.
Mm.
They've, you know, the JV has played the second half for most of the season. So I don't know if that hurts you as well. I don't think so. I think, you know, and of course, coming back after nearly 3 weeks off, was there rust to knock off? Maybe a little, but, you know, they just picked up exactly where they left off and looked really good against Judge and obviously go into the semifinals firing on all cylinders. So
yeah.
So yeah, they're dominating for sure.
Yeah. Well, it should be fun.
Yeah, we've got so go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask what else we got.
We got football playoffs in Colorado too, finally. You know, they're finished their regular seasons a couple weeks after the Utah boys, but number one, two football teams in the playoffs, of course. Mancos and Dove Creek all year, exactly what we expected. Number one, Mancos is hosting number 16, Fowler. That's the Colorado 8-man first round. Be exciting to see how Mancos does. You know, I think Mancos of our two local teams in the Red Rock listening area this year is the better of the two teams. They shellacked Dove Creek a couple weeks ago, so to prove that, I guess. Dove Creek, number 5 in the tournament, the 8-man Colorado tournament, versus number 12, Vail Christian, this weekend. So the Mancos game is on Friday, and Dove Creek is going to play Saturday. There's also some volleyball. They've finally gotten the brackets for the volleyball regional tournaments. And so regional tournaments this week for volleyball teams, and we're down to just two active teams. Dove Creek and Mancos also are the two teams standing. And so Dove Creek is the number 8 seed in their tournament. They're going to take on number 17, DeBeck. And so that is the 1A Region 8 tournament. So because these teams were so good this year, they are hosting their regional tournament. So Dove Creek is hosting the regional tournament. I know there will be some other opponents, but at least right now on the schedule, it only shows DeBeck. And then Mancos is going to play, or they're going to host the 2A Region 5 tournament on Saturday, and so they'll be taking on, Mancos is the number 5 seed in the 2A, they'll be taking on number 20 Sargent and number 32 Olathe, and that's the 2A Region 5 tournament in Mancos. So, you know, both the Mancos and Dove Creek football and volleyball teams are all playing at home this weekend as they begin their postseason. So, yeah, postseason action going on, and it's just those what is that? I guess that's actually 6 teams that we still have in action. So from how I can't even count up the teams that we had playing or competing in some way last weekend, and boom, down to 6 teams in our listening area. And then of course, you know, when you have teams going this late into the playoffs, like we're hoping that Monticello and San Juan does, at least for our radio coverage, we won't have a break. We'll go directly into basketball the very next week. In fact, I know I'll be in Hurricane to cover San Juan basketball the very next weekend after the state championship game, assuming the Broncos get there. So we'll go right into basketball with no break. So,
man.
And we talked about how many miles I've specifically been traveling this year with all the road games for San Juan, but this is maybe the worst, if you want to call it that, road month coming up, because I've got 2 long trips for state football, and then it'll be 2 long trips to start basketball. So it's like a whole month of just straight trips, yeah. Which is fine. We make them family trips and we go enjoy some playoff football. So, it should be a fun next couple weekends and then headed into winter sports, amazingly, right after that. So
yeah, crazy, right around the corner. Well, very good, Rhett. Once again, excuse me, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look real quick at the regional sports report. Arizona Diamondbacks getting beat yesterday by the Rangers 11-7, so they're on the edge there tonight. They're down 3-1 in the World Series tonight. They're in Phoenix. 6 o'clock is the opening pitch and a must-win for the Diamondbacks. Looking at the NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns got beat by the San Antonio Spurs yesterday, 115-114. In action tonight, the Utah Jazz hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Denver Nuggets are in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves. So that'll do it for the regional sports report. End of season tournaments going on, and it's exciting to follow here on Red Rock 92.
Yeah, Diamondbacks got to find a way to put together a 3-game winning streak right now. Texas is going to get their first ever world championship. So yeah. I don't. Can you call it a world championship?
Oh yeah, there's that
MLB championship, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Well, very good. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.